Well, good afternoon, everybody, and we'll start with some basketball news. We'll go with the Lady Raiders first. Middle Tennessee women's basketball has announced that it will be competing in the second annual Emerald Coast Classic Women's Basketball Tournament this fall. It will be in Destin, Florida, at the campus of Northwest Florida State College. It'll be on November 24th and 25th and will showcase eight teams split into two separate pods. The Blue Raiders will compete in the Bay Bracket along with Mississippi State, Providence, and Alcorn State, while Nebraska, Virginia, Northwestern State, and Purdue-Fort Wayne will make up the Beach Bracket. The Blue Raiders will open the event against Providence on Monday, November 24th at 11 a.m. Central Time. Mississippi State and Alcorn State will square off at 1:30 that afternoon. The bracket's third-place game is set for Tuesday at 11 a.m., followed by a championship game at 1:30. All of those games will be streamed live on Flow Sports, and you can hear them, of course, on the Blue Raider Network. While we're talking about basketball, a reminder that the Blue Raider men will be traveling to the Cayman Islands to take part in the 2025 Cayman Islands Classic. That will be taking place at the exact same time, but will start a day earlier, November 23rd, 24th, 25th, at the John Gray Gymnasium in Georgetown, Grand Cayman. Middle will play Murray State on the first day at 6:30 Central Time. That's on Sunday. Then the second game will be on Monday at 4:30 against George Washington, and they'll close out the tournament on Tuesday at 4 o'clock facing McNeese State for the first time since 1998. That'll be a 4 o'clock tip-off. So right now, looks like that you'll be able to not have those games fall on top of each other. But that's what's going on with basketball right now in that week leading up to Thanksgiving. All right, women's tennis announced the adding of an international talent to its 25-26 roster, the signing of Brazilian talent Stephanie Rodrigues de Lima. The native of Volta, Brazil, Rodrigues de Lima brings a wealth of competitive experience to the Blue Raiders, having spent the last few years competing on the ITF Women's World Tennis Tour. At just 18 years old, she's already recorded professional singles wins and competed in W15, W60, and W75 tournaments across South America. As a junior, Rodrigues de Lima reached a career-high ITF world ranking of number 167 in January of 2024. She tallied 75 singles victories during her junior career. In doubles play, she captured five titles, including J60 Itajai tournament wins in 2023 and 2024. Her breakout season came in 2022 when she claimed two doubles championships at both the J2 and J5 events in Sao Paulo and one singles title at the J100 Salvador. All right, Abby Lee from women's golf has been named the winner of the Spring Conference USA Spirit of Service Award, announced by the league office on Thursday afternoon. The award honors student athletes who continuously give back through community service endeavors, good academic standing, and participation in their respective sports. Award winners and recipients are nominated by their institutions. Okay, that's it for this Tuesday. Be sure and join me for the roundtable tomorrow morning. Mayor Shane McFarland will be with me 9 to 10 right here on the Big G, WGNS.